I would like to thank my long-term collaborator, Dale Oak. And if you have any questions regarding soil and the extraction of the fume gases, please ask him. Regarding soil, stay in mind, of course, I will also all the questions. Okay, it has been well documented that the manure application can improve soil organic matter quantity and nutrient availability. For example, any application of cattle manure to a farmer's cornfield in eastern Nebraska for 4 years improved soil nitrogen and phosphorus and increased corn yield. In the literature, there have been many studies on the recycling of readily available nutrients in manure, but there have not been many studies on the effects of manure application on the chemical natures of soil organic matter. Among a few of the studies available, in one of them, it has been indicated that one-time application of a liquid swine manure can increase methoxy carbon and decrease oxygen and nitrogen substitute aromatic carbon. In another study, it has been indicated that there was little effect of mineral fertilizer and manure on the chemical composition of the soil organic matter associated with clay and sealed site fractions based on carbon 13 AMR. Based on gas chromatography, it was indicated that the application of farmyard manure increased the fatty acids. As you may realize that among two of the three studies, they result to C13 solid-state AMR spectroscopy. The reason this technique is non-destructive, can measure insoluble organic matter, and can provide comprehensive structural information. There have been many applications of C13 AMR to the study of soil organic matter, but in almost all of these studies, they use non-quantitative C13 cross-polarization magic angle spinning method, that's CPMS. But it is well known that this technique has some shortcomings, such as reduced cross-polarization efficiency for some environments, sideband, baseline distortion, and so on. In the past years, we have developed, modified, and used a lot of new and advanced solid-state AMR techniques for the study of natural organic matter. Routine C13 solid-state AMR are broad and heavily overlapped. In contrast, all new techniques can selectively retain certain peaks and eliminate others, clearly revealing specific function groups. Routine C13 solid-state AMR can identify about 10 types of function groups. In contrast, we can identify at least more than 36 different function groups. Besides, based on some of the two-dimensional AMR techniques, we can detect the connectivities of different function groups, and based on proton spin diffusion, we can identify domains and heterogeneity. The basic philosophy of our new AMR techniques is retain what we want and remove what we do not want. In this way, we can get the specific function group. These techniques are primarily based on the manipulation of the spin dynamics and based on quantum mechanics. For example, look at the top spectrum. That's the routine CPMS spectrum. It's very broad, and it will be very difficult for you to get the specific function group from this broad spectrum. But by using a simple technique called dipole diffusing, that's the second spectrum, we can select the non-protonated carbons and the mobile groups. We developed a new technique called C13 CSL filter, that's chemical shift anisotropy filter, which can select the sp3 hybridized carbon. Most importantly, we can pull out these of the carbohydrate anomeric peaks out of the aromatic. Besides, using the protonated only carbon spectrum, we can pull the protonated carbons out of the whole spectrum. We have a spot technique can detect carbons directly bonded to nitrogen. CH selection selects CH, CH2 selects CH2 groups, and we have a super technique can distinguish CO esters from other CO and amides. Using a new technique developed by us called recovered long-range diaper diffusion, we can select the fused aromatic red and can be used nicely for the charcoal study. Using a technique of called the OH and AH selection, we can suppress OH and AH signals. So by using these techniques, we can identify specific function groups which would be impossible before. The objective of this study is to use our recently developed advanced solid-state MR techniques to study the changes in chemical structures of soil-bearing matter after application of manure and mineral fertilizer. And the second goal is to compare structural difference between the mobile humic acid and cancer-emitting humic acid in order to understand different humic acid extraction, which would be more suitable for the study of the dynamics of carbon in nature. Materials and methods. The experiment was conducted for 4 years on a farmland in eastern Nebraska, and we have three treatments: manure, inorganic fertilizer, and of course there should be a control. The soil is a silt loam, and the top soil sample. Two kinds of humic acids extracted, mobile humic gas and cancer-emitting humic gas. For the mobile humic gas, this fraction was extracted with sodium hydroxide, then acidified to get the mobile humic gas. For the cancer-emitting humic gas state before the extraction, the removal of the soil calcium with HCl was conducted, and then for the mobile humic gas extraction. So let's come to the solid state AMR. As an AMR specialist, so before I start any sample, normally I will use a simple, fast CPMS to run all the samples. The reason I want to get a rough idea what this sample look like, then I will use my advanced solid state MR techniques to give a detailed study. And because we have many techniques, and what we should be choose from depends on the sample. Here is a rough map of all six samples: three treatments, two humic acid fraction for each. And you can see, focus on the left column, three cancer-emitting humic acids are structurally similar. Look at the right column. The three mobile humic acids are also structurally similar. But compare with the left column with the right column, and the mobile humic acid and the cancer-emitting humic acid, they are different. So because three are similar, but the left and right column is different. So we choose one pair of them to do detailed study, try to understand the difference between the cancer-emitting humic acid and the mobile humic acid. What we choose is the inorganic cancer-emitting humic acid and the inorganic mobile humic acid. Here is the detailed study. The top specimen is the routine C13 MR specimen. It's broad and you cannot get much specific information from it. The second one is the diaper diffusing specimen, which is selecting the non-protonated carbons and mobile groups. Please focus on the peak around 55 ppm, which belongs to OCH3, and another peak at 155 ppm, which belongs to aromatic CO. These two peaks are characteristic of lignin, and compare these two peaks in inorganic mobile humic acid with those in inorganic cancer-emitting humic acid. You can find that those two peaks are much higher than those in cancer-emitting humic acid, which means there are more lignin in mobile humic acid than cancer-emitting humic acid. By using the technique called CSA filter, we can get only the sp3 hybridized carbons. As I mentioned before, you can pull out the aromatic peaks of sugar, and by integrating in the aromatic peak and the rest of sugar, you find that in calcium fumed gas, the sugar rings are primarily fine membered, but in contrast, mobile fumed gas, four membered rings. By using the sensor, the chemical shift field plus dipole thing, we can select the non-proton aromatics. By combining the CSL field plus short CP, we can pull out the protonated aromatics. You can realize that for both human gases, there was only small amounts of the non-protonated aromatics. Mostly, they are protonated. The protonated only carbon spectrum, that's the last one, indicates that the environment of the protonated aromatics are significantly different for mobile fumed gas and calcium fumed gas. Based on the two-dimensional proton C-sorting heteronuclear AMR, which is called HEDCO, we can look at the connectivities of different function groups. In order to understand the connectivity specifically, we can extract the specific proton slice at the specific carbon size. For example, we can extract a slice at the 170 ppm, which belongs to the COO and the ACO, which is down at the bottom. And you can see the primary proton come from the NCH and the OCH, indicating the existence of the amide group and uronic acid. So far, we have detailed characterization of the calcium fumed gas and the mobile fumed gas. Now let's come to the second goal, that's the treatment difference. And in order to get the answer that treatment difference question, we resort to the quantitative C-sorting AMR spectrum. And here are six quantitative AMR spectrum. You can see, focus on the right column, which from mobile fumed gas, you can see that there's no difference for three treatments. And focus on the right column for the calcium fumed gas, you can see there's no difference between the treatment of the unfertilized, that's control, and inorganic. But the manure treatment has much more non-polar air pill and the down over there, and so indicating that different humic acid extraction methods need to reflect the dynamics of carbon in nature differently. In summary, the systematic detailed characterization of soil organic matter made possible by introducing new and advanced solid-state AMR techniques. And different extraction methods leading to different components of soil organic matter. Mobile fumed gas contains more lignin, while calcium fumed gas has more aromatic. The chemical natures of mobile fumed gas are not differ among three treatments, but calcium fumed gas has more non-polar alkenes. And I would like to thank the Jefferson Foundation, National Science Foundation, and PRA for supporting my current research, and also thank the Professor Klaus Miro and Dr. Zhong Qi Ho for technical support. Finally, thank you.